Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following messages from the series, Haggai and Zechariah, who in the world are these? Two messengers, one message.
If you don't mind, read with me, amen, Haggai chapter number 2, amen, verse 1 through 9. The word of the Lord is already blessed, and now let's see how it'll speak to us this morning. Last week, he was chastening us. He was correcting us. He was asking us, will we consider our ways? Well, let's see what he says after the correcting, after the chastening, after the challenging. Let's see what he says next, all right? Chapter 2, verse 1 through 9. If I happen to drop out, you continue to read the word of the Lord, and I promise you the word of the Lord is blessed. Let's read. In the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak unto Zubriel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of my people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as it is nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zubriel, says the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Josedech, and the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. Continue.
According to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts.
And the word of the Lord is blessed. And yet now be strong, O Zubriel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Josedech, and the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord of Some translation says the Lord of hosts. All right, says the Lord, and work. Listen to what he says. He said, be strong and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. Not only should you work, but I am with you. So that means what you are doing is going to be more productive because I'm with you and I am the multiplier. God. According to the word of the Lord that I covenanted with you when I came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Then he says, don't just be strong. Don't just work. Don't just know I'm with you. He says, fear not. Somebody said to me real loud, fear not. He says, anything that we must counsel over our life is the spirit of fear that causes us to worry about things that we don't need to worry about. Somebody said to me real loud, fear not. I'm going to say this again one more time. One of the things that we worry about that we should not be worrying about is because there's a spirit of fear that comes over. All we got to do is get a little lump on our chest and we'll keep feeling it. And before we know it, it gets larger. And oftentimes, what's driving that, now it might be a spirit of infirmity, but what drives it to manifest is the spirit of fear. But somebody said to me one more time, real loud, fear not. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, don't fear, don't fear. Don't fear. We got to drive fear out so our faith can be activated. There's some things that we got to believe for now, but we cannot believe for it until we get over this fear that may even have been generational. Somebody do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor, amen. Tell them, fear not, fear not. All it takes is something falling in the house in the middle of the night, and fear will riddle us, most of us. All it takes is somebody on the job to start talking about, we might have to draw down. We're not meeting our goals and marks. We might have to lay off a couple people. Now, they ain't mentioned laying off yet, but somebody said they might have to, and you're considering that you're going to be the first one laid off already. I wish I had some honest folks in here. All that child has to do is struggle a little bit, and we already over into their 28th birthday talking about the figure that they're going to be. They just couldn't spell cat on that test, that's all. They'll get it right next time. I wish I had some honest folks in here. Somebody do me a favor, speak real loud to your neighbor, amen. Tell him, fear not, fear not. He says, according to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear not. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's one of the benefits of a spirit-filled life. Are y'all still here? For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once in a while, and in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake the nations, and the desires of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. Good God Almighty, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine. I have an effect on what's going on in the economy. I don't care what happened in the market this week. I have an effect on it. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. For a few moments this morning, amen, I want to talk from a subject, God's response to our rapid obedience. God's response to our rapid obedience. Do me a favor, talk to your neighbor, amen. Tell him, say, obey quickly. God, come on, tell your other neighbor, say, neighbor, obey quickly, obey quickly. If you wait too long, the enemy gonna talk you out of it. If you wait too long, you can convince yourself that you can't do it. You haven't even tried yet. But if you wait too long, the enemy gonna convince you that you ate pork. That's why you dreamed a dream that you saw what God said they were gonna do, and it was some pork you were eating, so that dream can't come to pass. But come on, do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, whatever God told you to do, just obey quickly. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister for these next few moments. Let me speak as an oracle of God. Let me declare your truth. Let somebody grab hold of it by faith, and they not be only hearers, but be doers of the word, God. You want to do something remarkable. You want to do something amazing. You want to blow our minds, oh God. Even in the moment that we're in and all that we've experienced, you want to do something incredible. You said, but the just must live by faith. Lord, and you said faith comes by hearing and hearing and by hearing and hearing the word of God. This day, as we speak the word of faith, as we preach, as we declare, as we shout it from the rooftop, let somebody catch hold of, God will respond if I obey quickly. So let us obey quickly. Let us have a rapid decision that we're going to do what God told us to do. And as we do it, let us see the benefits. Let us see the rewards. Let us see the justness of God and answer in our prayer because we obeyed. We thank you. Glorify your name. All God's folk, all God's people said amen and amen. Somebody do me a favor. Catch somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, God has a response if you just obey quickly. Come on, tell your neighbor one more time. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, God has a response if you obey quickly. Last week, we talked from a subject out of chapter number one, from a subject, priorities. We shared three things that I'll rehearse for you because I believe what we talked about last week leads us right into what we'll talk about this week. There were three points of application that we were to understand, and the first began by asking us, are we willing to consider our ways? He said it over and over in the book of Haggai chapter number one. He asked them at least three times, would you consider your ways? And I shared with the congregation that sometimes we really are not waiting on God. Sometimes the delay is God is waiting on us. Put the application in and watch what I do. Ask for a promotion and watch the door that I open. Ask me to heal your marriage. Ask me to heal your families. Ask me to do something in your community. And even the murder rate that if you ask me and then you obey me won't be too hard for me to bring down. So the first thing that God asked us last week that we must examine, and from a pastoral place, I just shared a little bit of insight. One of the most difficult things in this moment that we're living in is to get us to consider maybe the problem is us. Sometimes my friends list is short because I'm not friendly. And not that many people said anything. Sometimes people have just found out I like taking advantage of people. So the word is already out on the streets. You know, the streets talk, they say. So he asked in Haggai chapter number 1, will we consider our ways? Have y'all ever noticed that when people, and y'all don't, a lot of y'all tell me problems, so I'm not talking about you this morning, I'm talking about the other people I counsel, but have you ever noticed that when people are telling you their problems, it's normally the system that caused them to be there? It's normally somebody did something. Rarely do people come talk to me and say, Pastor, my problem is me, myself, and I. So Haggai, he asked them from a prophet in a priestly place, will you consider your ways? I like what John Maxwell says in his study Bible. He says very clearly that in order to go to the higher places, we must be willing to examine and consider our own ways and get off of everybody else. So in chapter number 1, when he's talking to us about priorities, the first thing he asks us, are we willing to consider our ways? Whenever I'm failing or succeeding, my first examination is always me. You missed what I just said. Whenever I'm on either opposite ends of the scale, whether I'm failing or whether I'm succeeding, because I'm sorry, the devil's not that slick to me that anymore. I'm sorry, I've just discovered people just don't have that kind of power that I thought they had one time. So when I'm failing and I'm succeeding, my first examination is always, when I'm failing, what could I have done wrong here? Are y'all still here? When I'm succeeding, I really study that because I want to know, what did I do right here to cause me to be here? Because if I can master that and I can master that, I can spend more time over here succeeding. But the first thing I must do, and Haggai told us, is are we willing to consider our ways? The second thing that he says is that once you consider your ways, are you willing to have a change of heart? In Haggai chapter number 2, verse 7 through 11, when the people of God begin to have a change of heart, they then begin to have a change of results. You would be amazed at what our city looked like if we could get a people to have a change of heart of what they think about Baltimore. You would be amazed about what your community looked like if you would get a change of heart of what you think about your community. You would be amazed about so many things that I can mention that if you would only get a change of heart, God could then show you a change of results. When they begin to change their heart, and a change of heart, all it means is to be willing to go another direction. A change of heart, all that means is I'm willing to try another direction. This ain't working. Change of heart says try another direction. God says if you consider and if you change, I'll give you different results. Many have now said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and then expecting different results. If you have a change of heart, that job is not as bad as you think it is, because it's providing you a way to eat. I used to complain about the winters in Baltimore, but I stopped complaining about them because Chicago got about 2 feet of snow this week, and I'm so glad I'm not there. A little bit of stuff we having, and y'all getting 2 and 3 hour delays. and the county getting canceled because I didn't even see no snow. I'm like, what is going on? Somebody said, Prophet, get off that. Don't talk about that. Let them do what they do. And they rarely ever cancel schools in Chicago, but Friday they got so much snow. And I threw my hands there and said, I'm God. I'm so glad I'm in Baltimore. You would be amazed at the change of results that we could experience or you could experience if you just get a change of heart. You know what the writer said? It says, guard the heart. For out of the heart are the issues of life. As a man thinketh in his, not his head, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do me a favor, put your hand on your chest, say, Lord, help me have a change of heart. Get a change of heart to believe that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Get a change of heart that my marriage, I don't care how many marriages in your family have failed, my marriage is going to be strong and my marriage is going to be healthy. A change of heart could give you a change of results. And then number three, we must be determined to do what the Lord has instructed us to do. And what amazed me in Haggai chapter number one, they did it quickly. In chapter one, as we were corrected and challenged and chastened, the message became clear that God wants us to get to work on what he is building and what that which has eternal rewards. It is a message that we see continued in the New Testament writing where he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added. What it means is that we must prioritize loving God with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength. And I know we might not understand it, so we sing it often around here. I love you, Jesus. What we're saying there is, I want to love God with all of my heart, my soul, and strength. I want to prioritize loving God. It says, I worship you and adore you. I just want to tell you, I love you more than anything. That's prioritizing loving God with our heart and our soul and our strength. It's making God the priority. And that's what last week's message was all about. Priorities, priorities, priorities. He says, since this nation, this whole nation does not have its priorities correct, I'll affect their wages. And what I'll do with their wages, they'll put money in their pocket and it'll be like they have holes in their pockets and they won't know where their money went. He said, just keep me first. Listen to the exchange. He said, if you don't prioritize me and make me first, that you love me with your heart, he says, I'm going to put holes in your pockets that you'll never be able to really figure out where is your money going and why can't you prosper and why can't you move from living paycheck to paycheck. He said, but if you don't prioritize and make me that, he said, but if you prioritize me and make me first, the things that the Gentile has to ask for, I'll just add them to your life. Come on, somebody say, I'll take that exchange. And that's what last week's lesson was all about, prioritizing loving God with our heart and our soul and our strength. When I was beginning to prepare today's lesson, Elder Nikki asked me a really good question when I was beginning to pass, and I was throwing some titles at her, and she asked me a really good question. She asked me, what would be the end result of where I was trying to go with this? And she asked me, because I'm talking about God's response to quick obedience. And she asked me, is there any examples in scriptures where he responded differently when God's people did not obey quickly? And that was a good question. And I said, okay, let me think about that. And when I began to wake up this morning and I began to look at some other scriptures, I thought about two scriptures that we have an example of of God responding to disobedient really quickly. In Leviticus chapter number 10, and I won't have time to go to there and read it all, but when you get a chance, read Leviticus chapter number 10, because they begin to offer strange fire and God came down like that. They did not respond quickly. In fact, they responded with disobedience and God came down, consumed them with fire, and they were gone. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, somewhere around the 20th verse, we have an account where he told them to don't need to fight in this battle and you just go sing before the army. Now, that was crazy in itself, but I don't have time to deal with that. He said, just go sing. And the Bible says they sent out singers, and when they began to sing, God responded and sent ambushments among their enemies. So we have an account that God responds to disobedience quickly. And I begin to think about Elder Nikki's question, and I begin to wanted to share with you then that sometimes when we don't respond quickly, we're going to be dependent on God's long suffering. When God begins to instruct us to do some things, and God begins to tell us to go someplace, and God begins to ask us to offer our bodies living sacrifices unto God, which are reasonable service, when he begins to tell us to lay down every sin and weight which so easily beset us and run the race prepared, when we don't respond quickly, then we're going to need for God to be long-suffering. And if long-suffering is not enough, we're going to also need God's great grace. And if grace and long-suffering is not enough, we're going to need his new mercies. And so if we don't respond quickly, it might be the season that he does not have long-suffering for that. Are y'all still here? This is going to be a good message. This is not going to be a challenging message. If I don't respond quickly, and I take my time in responding with obedience, then I'm going to need God's long suffering. And it might not be the season for that. I'm going to need God's amazing grace. And grace might have expired for us to do that. I'm going to need God's new mercies. And as he showed us in Leviticus chapter number 10, I will not be merciful for that. So when we don't respond quickly, Elder Nikki, we're going to be dependent on some things that God says, not in this season. So our best bet is to do what? Our best decision is to do what? Respond quickly. Respond rapidly. Those definitions are very closely related. I may share a little bit about what rapid means. Our responsibility is to obey quickly or hope and pray for long suffering. Pray for extended grace. Pray for new mercies. But I'm going to share with you the danger in that. Some things God says, that requires my instant judgment. So in order to combat that, come on, somebody do me a favor real quick. Throw up your hands and say, Lord, I'm going to obey quickly. Rapid obedience and then the incredible response to God is a proven biblical pattern. When there is rapid obedience, the results are nearly always mind-blowing. Let me say that again because I'm ready to transition now. Rapid obedience and then an incredible response from God is a proven biblical pattern. How do we trace God? One of the ways we trace God is we find out his patterns. One of the patterns of God, and I showed you 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, I can show you numerous other times, whether it's Moses at the Red Sea, whether it's the three Hebrew boys at the fiery furnace, or whether it's Daniel in the lion's den, when they obeyed quickly, God responded instantaneously. It is a proven biblical pattern. When there is a rapid obedience, the results are nearly always mind-blowing. When there is delayed obedience, there is always need for begging for long-suffering, begging for grace, begging for mercy, and in every situation, he does not extend it. So we're going to do what? We're going to obey quickly. especially in this season, that God wants to take us to the greatest year possible.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.